Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Last week we were talking about the pros and cons of using your older lenses from your DSLR days on mirrorless systems, and we got some really good comments coming back as the discussion evolved. What I want to talk about today is the idea that sharpness is overrated. Do we focus too much on is a lens sharp and does it matter? This particular comment came from Chris, and Chris, I enjoy seeing his photography and his discussion on my Mastodon feed. The moment that I read Chris's comment that sharpness is overrated, it absolutely struck a chord, because he's totally right. He's absolutely right that we focus too much on the sharpness of an image, and the technical side of what you're shooting is only interesting to a point. It's the content, it's why you're taking the photograph, it's the creative process that gets you there. It's being out and taking a photograph of a moment that really matters, not so much the degree to which that can be blown up with 100 megapixels or with an incredibly sharp lens. It's very easy to overfocus on the technical side of things. As a professional photographer, I do have to pay attention to the technical stuff. I do have to deliver a certain level of quality to my clients. That's what they're expecting. So I do have to work in a world where I factor that in. But it can't be everything. It can't be everything. And what if you're not a professional photographer? Most people aren't. Most people are far too sensible to even want to be a professional photographer, because that would spoil the fun. And this is one of the ways it spoils the fun, when you're overthinking the technical stuff and not just enjoying it. If I remember correctly, Chris actually shoots a lot on film. And if you're shooting on film, it's just a very different experience to shooting with digital. They have similarities. There are connections between these two forms, but something that takes a week to turn around an image as opposed to seeing it instantly on the back of your camera is just a different creative experience. And it's the creative process that's really valuable. Something's not better just because it's digital. And also, something's not better just because it's film. They're just different, and they're different ways to experience the process of photography and why you're taking photographs in the first place. That matters too. Sean popped in with a comment about how there's a context and the medium in which he's shooting that determines what he thinks about when it comes to sharpness. So if he's doing landscape photography and he is obsessing over the detail and it matters whether the foreground is sharp in that process, in that creative direction, he wants detail. He wants the lens to be really, really good. And then he goes on to say that one of the reasons he started shooting film was to embrace imperfection. And imperfection's a really, really good word. I'm glad that he brought that up, because that's how I think of my photography. When I think of what do I want from this image, I want imperfection. I don't want it perfect. I don't want it pristine, because that no longer feels real, because real life's not perfect and real life is not pristine. Things are messy and they're imperfect. And that's why I love little bits of flaws like sun flare coming through on the edge, or things that are out of focus. Like, I love that shallow depth of field because it's imperfect, because it's not everything is sharp and everything is in detail, because that's really boring to me. Ironically, I like the sharpness of a very fast lens because only a little bit is sharp, not because everything is sharp. I don't want everything sharp. I really don't. Coming back to Chris's point that sharpness is overrated, one of the things that leans into is, why spend money on a whole bunch of gear just because a certain lens is technically better than another? I think that's a terrible reason to buy a lens. I think that's taking you down a path that doesn't lead to satisfaction. It just leads to looking for flaws and looking for mistakes and that's not satisfying. Having a light, practical, easy to carry lens is a much better choice for most people than getting something that's really heavy. So the difference between an f2 35mm lens versus an f1.2, when do you really need that f1.2 lens? It's twice the weight, maybe three times the weight, depending on which brands you're looking at. That 1.2 lens is going to be really sharp and really beautiful and really lovely. And most of the time it's going to sit on the shelf because you're going to want a lighter lens. You're going to want something more practical for day to day. I do own a number of 35mm lenses. I own an F2. I own the F1.2. The first lens I bought for L mount was Sigma's 35mm F1.2 lens. The first lens I bought, and I love it. And I haven't used it much. I took it to Nepal earlier this year as part of a documentary that I was shooting. And I had this beautiful lens, like it's the best 35mm lens I've got. This is the time to use it. When you're doing a really special project and you want to take things up a notch, that lens makes sense. And it's good to get it off the shelf. We don't even use it in the studio. We want to use it. It's there. It's just, we just don't go and get it. We have other smaller lenses. Our standard kit is going to be light and convenient. Buying a premium lens, I think, is often overrated. Unless you actually have a specific need to use it, you're probably better off just getting the cheaper lens. Because these days, cheap lenses aren't bad lenses at all anyway. The kit lens you get with a Lumix S5 Mark II is absolutely fantastic. You can get amazingly sharp images out of it. What matters to me when I'm shooting auroras or night sky is, am I getting chromatic aberrations? Am I getting astigmatism and weird things happening in the corner of the frame? Those things matter to me if I'm shooting the night sky. If I'm out in the bush and I've got lots of leaves and stuff, chromatic aberration can be a real problem. I've seen it on a lot of lenses in my Canon days, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the purple fringing. There's only so much you can do to fix it up in post as well. So some flaws in lenses really matter. There are two reasons that I put a little extra money into a lens. One is because I like shooting at shallow depth of field, and F2 is definitely my sweet spot for that. If I can get to F1.2, I might do that sometimes. There are times when that's really nice. But the other reason is contrast. Contrast really matters to me. And I see the difference between a lot of older DSLR lenses where there's a certain quality to the bokeh or the bits that are out of focus, and that can be really great. But often they're just muddy. The colors aren't coming through. There's no contrast. They're very flat. And I don't like a flat lens. I love seeing the detail in the light, not the detail in terms of the resolution, but just, is that light punching through? I really like seeing the contrast, and it matters a lot when you're in low light conditions. And a lot of what I shoot is in low light conditions. Modern lenses these days are just so much better than the old ones. They have come a long way. The technology behind it has just come so far. So I don't mind the modern lenses. I don't mind that they're sharp. Sometimes, yeah, they're too sharp. Like, I've got to take that edge off. I've got to dial down the sharpening defaults in Capture One. Capture One is crazy how much it wants to sharpen up your image. I do not want things hyper sharp. I don't like the look. I see sometimes when I judge things at Camera Club, and people have cranked the saturation and they've cranked contrast, and it doesn't look good. I do not like this look. One of the best things I did with my image processing is simply to remove the default sharpening when I'm editing my photos. Capture One used to be at about 120%. Now the default's like 180%. I pair that right back to 100%, which to me is neutral. I don't need things to be edgy and crispy, and I like it smooth. I like things to look a little bit analog. I really do, but I still want them to be digital. It is easy to over-sharpen your images. It is easy to worry too much about sharpness when you're thinking about your lenses or even the sensor you're buying. You really need a 60 megapixel sensor to do some photography. I spent a couple of months shooting with the Sony ZV-E1 in the Himalayas a couple of years ago, and it was great. It's a 12 megapixel camera. 12. It sounds like, what can you possibly do with 12 megapixels? But there was a time when 12 was absolutely a professional camera. 12 megapixels is enough. The smaller the pixels, I think the crispier they get. So if you have 60 megapixels jammed into a 35mm sensor as opposed to 12. I think the 12 megapixel image is going to look better. It looks a little bit more analog. I like it. So yes, sharpness is definitely overrated. Absolutely. Most of the time we are thinking too much about sharpness. So you have permission to stop worrying about sharpness and just enjoy your photography. So thank you, Chris, for dropping in that little one-liner and kicking off this particular conversation. If you have some questions or some thoughts, I would love to hear from you. Please do drop a comment. And if you're listening on the podcast, drop me an email. Have a great day.